In 1920s, the lives of women changed forever when they got the right to vote. Many advocated for their political rights and many entered professional jobs with men. One woman who pushed for a change was Margaret Sanger. Born in 1879, Margaret Sanger's goal was to prevent women from having unwanted pregnancies and pushed for the idea of birth control. Sanger went to New York and found work there as a nurse. Women would often get abortions in alleys and go to Sanger for help, shifting her gear from working as a nurse to trying to find a better solution for this woman. She was arrested in 1916 for opening the first birth control clinic in the country. However, this didn't stop her, and in 1921 she founded the American Birth Control League, which is precursor to Planned Parenthood Federation. She eventually made a magic pill because she was tired of waiting for science to attend to the problem. Eventually, she found a medical expert that was willing to take on the problem and succeeded. This is important because it allowed women to realize that they can make a change instead of just men. Also, it didn't just impact the lives of women back then. People today still use this product, and if it weren't for her, many women would be still suffering.
Also in the 1920s, a rise of racism and nativism occurred, causing the Ku Klux Klan to reform. The efforts of the Klan were geared towards Jews, Catholics, and immigrants. The Klan said they were defenders of true morality and Americanism, but used terrorist tactics to intimidate slaves and were often wore white clothes and masks. This affected history because almost 3 million people joined the Klan, and in 1922 was given control of Indiana and 20 other states. It also affected the people greatly because of their fear of the uprising, murders, and attacks from the Klan and the prejudice they caused throughout the country.